Why women have men in their lives. Why women have men in their lives. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Why women have men in their lives? Many women have asked that question very seriously and very lovingly of themselves. Why they have men in their lives? They can get along perfectly well without them, they feel. They can accomplish all the goals that they want without them. They can go to a sperm bank. But of course, the men have to put the sperm in there to be helpful. But there are hermaphroditic beings, there is whatever. But women have asked why they have men in their lives. Well, we were talking about why men have women in their lives this morning. We were talking about the idea that it's for balance. It's the balance of the emotional, the balance of the gentle, the balance of the sensitive, the feminine side of life, and the balance of the masculine side of life. Now, there are many women who have dominant masculine traits that show right on the top and are right out front, and that's great. And there are many men who have feminine traits right out front that show very powerfully and beautifully. What a lot of people think is that an artist is a feminine type person. An artist is someone who has a very great sensitivity and a very great femininity about them. They say that the ballet dancers are like this, and the great artists are like this, and so forth. Well, now, that's unfortunate, because that's saying, in effect, that these people are sexually feminine, and that perhaps is true and perhaps it's not true. And whether it's true or not has no bearing on their talent. If every ballet dancer, male ballet dancer, was effeminate, you know, was a homosexual, no one would ever go into ballet dancing. Ballet dancing is a very strenuous and a very demanding occupation. I danced ballet myself when I was in college with the Martha Graham dance group, and it was quite a beautiful experience. And it was not for the dilettante. It was not for the for the effeminate or the dainty hearts. It was for those people who really wanted to work and who really wanted to have their body move in the directions they wanted their body to move. And so, you see, this is how it is. And many parents don't want their children to become musicians because they feel that is too sensitive, too feminine a thing. But really, that has nothing to do with femininity or sensitivity. It has only to do with whether you're tuned in whatever field you're in. When we're talking about why is it that women want to have men in their lives, why do women have men in their lives? They have them because they may be more of the feminine type of person in their thinking, in their attitudes, in their management of themselves, and they want the masculine, the other aspect of their being. Now, we don't know, but I would imagine, the Bible is a story of the religious development of a people. And how long Adam was without a wife, it would be an interesting concept. But I quite imagine that Adam was many millions of years without a wife. As the development of the world and the earth was going on and so forth, and then Adam was the only human male person in the world. And this is a story that we have. And so why did God, Adam's inner nature, want to create a being who expressed the feminine aspects of his nature? He was doing just fine. He was living just fine. He didn't need to have sexual experiences. He didn't need to have emotional experiences with anybody else, because he was just himself. He didn't know any different. He didn't know any different. But he was able to be in charge of whatever was his life. And then the Eve came along, and that was a beautiful experience for him. Confusing. If you read the story Mark Twain has written about Adam and Eve, you'll find it to be quite a charming adventure. And it makes out as though God didn't have all his marbles together, knowing what he was doing. And it's very nice. So, however, enough of that funniness, the ludicrous aspect of thinking of it in that way. Why do women have men in their lives? They have men in their lives because they like what a man stands for. They like the man standing for what image? Can any of you tell me in one word, what image do they like the man standing for?
Brains.
Anybody else? The father image. The man is the father image. And the father image is not just merely the procreator with children. The father image is the one who is in charge, the one who likes to take responsibility, the one who doesn't mind taking responsibility, just does it as a matter of fact, because that's part of what they have to do. You wait till your father gets home and he'll give you a spanking. He'll tell you what you can and can't do. Well, you see, women do that not because they can't stand up and tell the child themselves what to do, but because they want to involve the husband in the raising of the children. And the woman can do that just as perfectly, in fact, probably even better than the husband, because they are nearer to the time that whatever correction had to be done had to be done. They didn't wait a whole day before that, because what does a father usually do when he comes home and hears all this nonsense? He says, come on. And he says, all right, now shout and holler and kick and scream for a few minutes, make your mother think that I've given you a spanking. Okay, now, okay? And now don't go giving your mother a hang up like that anymore, because I don't like to come home to hear all this nonsense. Okay, Dad, you know. And it's not just one time that happens, that's a universal aspect. Nobody likes to hit somebody else, especially not your own kid. If you were ever to slap your child because they did something terrible, you would feel so bad about it. You would feel so evil in your heart that you had done such a terrible thing. And that's not masculine. That's pure feminine. That's pure feminine, the thinking that you have to strike out and hurt somebody because they have not cooperated. Now, a masculine concept speaks to what issue? Reason, balance, understanding. A feminine reaches to what balance? Emotion, sensitivity, feeling about it. That's what we say. Now, when a woman has balance within herself in both areas, she doesn't need a man. And that's the best time to go and get a man, when you don't need it. Because then you will get yourself a man who is just like you. He doesn't need a woman, but he enjoys your company because it makes a comfortable arrangement. You go dancing together, you know, to see two men dancing together, two women dancing together. His society just doesn't hang out that way too well. And so when you have a man and a woman dancing together, it's just okay. And the way they dance nowadays, you know what I mean? They don't even touch each other. They just dance and they back around each other and they wiggle forth and front. They've been doing that for many years. When I was a kid, dancing was different. You held a girl in your arms, and you made her feel that she was really cared for, and that she was very wonderful. And you had your emotional, sexual experience by just holding the person in your arm. You didn't have to go out afterwards and mess around. You see, this we've taken so much away from people, so much away from balance and harmony and right action in relationships, by making them into something that is like bad. Now, where were you so late? What were you doing? Hey, is that your daughter or your son? If that's your daughter or your son, your comment would be, did you have a lot of fun? Did you do all the stuff that just made you so happy and so much fun? You don't say, did you remember what I taught you? Did you remember the things I told you? Did you remember how to say no? Mom, I didn't create myself having to say no, because I didn't create somebody asking me to do something that was contrary to what I believe I want to do. Mom, I know what I'm doing. You taught me well. And of course, Mom would never ask that if she taught her well. If she taught her well, she would believe in her child, and the child would fulfill whatever it is, you see. But now, that's the masculine aspect. That's the intellectual aspect. That's the rationale aspect, and that's good. But the emotional aspect, when a father gets angry, you're not going to that kid, that kid with that hair like that, and that clothes like that, and, you know, no way, you know. And that's emotional. That's the feminine. You see what I mean? Mm. Now, a real man would say to his daughter, sweetheart, you know, you're known by the people you associate with. And I'm sure that's a very nice guy. But the way he dresses, people are going to think that he's not a nice guy. Now, you could go with him, have a good time. I know you. I'm not worried about you. I just think what's going to happen to that poor kid. If that kid is with you, he will change all of his values into whatever your values are, because he will learn to respect you, and he will see that you don't judge him. You accept him just the way he is, and you don't judge him. But, sweetheart, is that what you want to do? Go out and not judge people and respect people and so on? Or do you want to go out with someone that's just like yourself, that you can go dancing and just have a ball, and you never worry about where they touch you, you never worry about what goes on, because you know everything is in divine order, and you are never touched in any way that is not proper, you see? Mm-hmm. And so that's what you want to go out and do, but you see, that's rational. That's the intelligent. That's the father who's got a head on his shoulders. Now, if the father were talking to the boy, what would he say? That kind of stuff. If he's talking to the girl, don't let them get near you. Don't. Stay away from all beds, you know. And, you know, the very thing that they anger about and they worry about, they put causes in motion. And that's so silly. But, you see, as I say, the man has the feminine and the masculine aspects to him, and the woman has the same, the feminine and masculine aspects to her. And we have it in equal abundance. It's whatever we work with in our everyday life that we empower. And so if the woman is not using her emotional balance as she should, she'll probably get a husband that's a hothead, you know, and he's just blowing off at everything. If a woman is got her balance and she is harmonious with herself and she's at peace, she will create a husband who is at peace with her, or a friend, or someone in her world, some man in her world who is like that. Now, Dorothea Zimmerman here, our woman of the year, who lives in this adult community, and wherever she goes, what does she do? She lives in that adult community because it's convenient. But who is she working with? She's working with the people who are managing it, the young people who are managing it. And she is being a balancer for them, helping them to keep their life in order when they have a few little tiffs with each other. And then she goes around to the neighbors. And what does she do? You've walked with her to her neighborhood there, and she's, oh, there Liz, oh, she is such a lovely person, she's such a thoughtful person, oh, she is such a delightful person, she's always doing this here, and she, everywhere she walks, she sees beauty as the night. Everywhere she walks, she sees a reflection of
herself.
Ooh. Ooh-hoo. And everywhere she goes, she sees this beautiful reflection of herself, because she is balanced. Now, her masculine aspect and her feminine aspect, they're all there in working in perfect harmony. Everything she does. Just be careful. If you and she are at a stoplight together, she's liable to outrun you. She'll put her foot to the middle, and that little Jeep she drives goes ping like a fireball. And she has also looked right and left and up and down and back and forth to see that all traffic was in her favor before she puts the foot pedal to the metal, you know? She knows what she's doing, because that's her rational self. And does she like little kittens and little puppy dogs? Yes. That's part of her human, sensitive self, her loving self. So we want women... women want men in their lives as unconditional lovers, pure unconditional lovers, who want nothing from them, who give everything, and who are fantastic. And of course, in the same token, because they give everything, they get everything. Everything goes their way. In harmony, in peace, in love, in joy, everything goes their way. If our friend Dorothea Zimmerman here were to speak her word as she sat around the table with her cohorts there at the old people's home, she would just say, "Oh, you know, my door is sticking right now. I'm going to have to call the carpenter." Well, either one of the ladies or one of the men would get up and say, "Dorothea, let me fix that for you." She would not have to call anybody. All she does is just speak her loving word, and the world leaps to her beck and call to fulfill it, because she's a master. She's both male and female, and she has always been that way. And her family is that way. Her friends are that way. Her world is that way. She lives in a world of masters, of people who are in charge. Every man in her world is a perfect reflection of the beauty within herself. And every woman in her world is a perfect reflection of the beauty in herself. But this is because she is an intellectual as well as an emotional person. She puts the causes in motion with what? The intellect. And with the causes put in motion with the intellect, then what does she do with her emotions? "I accept. I accept. It is done now. I accept. How wonderful it is." You know? That's all that it takes. And that's all that it takes from any of us. Why women have men in their lives, God only knows. And every woman is God. And every man is God. Well, think about these things. And just remember, every man is pure, unconditional love in every woman's life, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.